The Monastery Garden. Since 1978, the Monastery Garden has been brought into existence once again. It was laid out according to medieval plans and documents, such as the ideal plan of a monastery from the Abbey of St. Gall on Lake Constance, or the lists of plants from Hildegard of Bingen from the 12th century. The new garden was not, however, constructed on the original location. The first monastery garden here was possibly situated close to the reconstructed well, but no documents revealing its whereabouts have been passed down to us. Records do tell us, however, that around 1200 there used to be a hospital near the parking area, which would have necessitated an own herb garden close by. The garden was designed as a hortus conclusus, that is, an enclosed garden. This means it was protected from intrusion by rose trellises or walls, and had 16 raised beds supported by planks of wood, like plant benches or sections of lawn. A total of 80 different plants grow here in the new garden. Among them are medicinal plants we still know and use today, such as the marigold, sage and wormwood. But the iris, common liverwort and paskflower or anemones are only very seldom applied for healing purposes in the present day. Additionally, some plants bear religious meaning, such as the rose, which is the queen of flowers and a symbol of the Virgin Mary, or the white or Madonna lily, which refers to Virgin Mary's purity. Correspondingly, you'll find white lilies decorating the monastery church and the baptismal font in the Henneberg Chapel. The new stable is directly opposite the garden. The monastery was used during the 17th and 18th centuries as a stud whose reputation extended way beyond the borders of the region. For a long time it was believed that this was the abbot's house because Romanesque and Mooresque styles were adopted for the building. But we found out in the meantime that it was constructed as late as 1834. Now it houses an exhibition on the Henneberg region. We'd like to extend you a warm thank you for your attention and interest, as it's now time to say goodbye. Please remember that there were complete sections of the museum that we didn't look at during the tour and that are well worth seeing. Please also ask at the ticket office for information on special events. We wish you a pleasant day and hope to be able to welcome you to Fessra Abbey again sometime.